State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
The world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show,
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo.
That doesn't sound like Charlamagne. Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MV.
Charlamagne, I'm sure, will be here in a second. It's Wednesday. Oh, sorry. Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Yes, it is.
So I guess Charlamagne is still stuck on Anguilla time.
First of all, he had an extra day off on Monday. We were off for 3 weeks.
He's still stuck on Anguilla time,
what,
I guess.
What's the time difference?
There is no time
exactly.
difference, I don't think. I think he's still on island time. He's just relaxing. Get your ass in here, Charlamagne.
Yes. So yesterday, I'm having a hard time sitting here. I did Soul Cycle yesterday, and those seats are very tough to sit on.
I thought you were doing a detox.
Not right now. I have a, you know, it's my birthday month. I have a lot of activities, dinners, parties.
They lied to me. They said everybody's doing the detox. They said it's going to be everybody starting January 1st. So I got on it.
I never said I was starting January 1st.
And I'm hungry now.
I'm actually starting Martin Luther King Jr. Day that we celebrate that day. After I go to New Orleans and have my birthday party there.
After all the birthday activities.
Yes.
That's when you want to start the detox.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to start it before that.
I started already. I'm already down 8. And I'm in the middle of it, but I'm hungry. I want some seafood. I want something. Chicken. Something.
You know what's interesting? I've actually, the only thing I eat is chicken that's not vegetarian. And so now I've made this new rule for myself. I only eat chicken twice a week, and I've been doing that for the past few months.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually I'll be a vegetarian.
You're going to go all out with it?
Yep.
Okay. This is going to sound crazy, but I need a piece of meat every once in a while. Pause.
We heard about that.
Shut up. All right, well, Lisa Van Allen will be joining us this morning. She's from Surviving R. Kelly. And I'm not going to lie, after watching the documentary, I was a little skeptical, a little upset with some of the things that she said. So we'll talk to her today. You know,
with things that she said?
Yeah.
Like what?
You know what bothered me? And I'm glad she'll call because we can talk to her. I was mad that, you know, she had sexual relationships, threesome with the 14-year-old.
But she didn't know the girl was 14. R. Kelly told her that she was 16 at the time.
And then she found out that the girl was 14.
Yeah, a year later.
And, you know, I felt like she should.
And then she stopped.
But she still didn't tell. But then she stole the video.
But she was young herself.
Yeah, but we'll talk to her today because I got a bunch of questions.
She's a victim.
Yeah, she is a victim.
She was being traumatized.
No, she is a victim. And
she was trying to protect the person that was abusing her.
Well, we'll talk to her.
What did I just walk into?
Are we talking about Lisa?
Good morning,
Lisa Van Allen.
What's up?
Well, we were talking about Lisa Van Allen, and I was saying after watching the documentary, I was kind of upset that she didn't try to help that 14-year-old girl.
That she was a victim herself.
I thought she did help. I thought she was the one who put the video up. Don't mind me.
She stole the video because she was horrified when she found out how young the girl was.
Well, that still helped.
Yeah, it did eventually help, but a person who is traumatized like that is also not thinking of, okay, I got it at first.
Yeah.
You know, she has to deal with her own issues.
Absolutely. Well, she, like I said, she is a victim, and we're going to talk to her.
She was the first person to speak out against R. Kelly.
First person to come out. So we'll talk to Lisa Van Allen when a little bit later. And then we got front page news. What are we talking about?
Well, your president was on TV last night. I'm going to tell you what he has to say about the border wall.
Not my president.
We'll I didn't vote for him.
We'll get into it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Let's start off with your president.
Okay, yes, Donald Trump was addressing you yesterday. It was his first primetime address from the Oval Office. And, of course, he's talking about this border wall because we're still in this government shutdown all over this border wall.
Jesus.
He wants $5.7 billion in wall funding. And the
Ain't
Democrats
he a billionaire?
Are opposing it. Yeah, he should just pay for it himself.
Yeah, he got it.
Pay for the wall. And so now there's a partial shutdown of the federal government. Now, here is what Donald Trump has to say about why we need this border wall.
Some have suggested a barrier is immoral. Then why do wealthy politicians build walls, fences, and gates around their homes? They don't build walls because they hate the people on the outside, but because they love the people on the inside.
That's not true.
What you mean?
Two things can be true, right?
What's that?
I can build the wall because I love the people on the inside, but I'm also building a wall to keep people that I don't want in out. So if I don't want you in, yeah, it may not mean I hate you, but I don't like you.
No, I hate the criminals on the outside.
Yeah, if I don't want you in, it's because I don't F with you in some way, shape, or form.
Well,
I don't know if you call
Donald
that
Trump,
hate, but I don't like you.
That's how Donald Trump feels. He thinks that everybody is a criminal that's trying to come into this country.
Mm.
All right, now here's what Donald Trump had to say as far as wall funding.
Law enforcement professionals have requested $5.7 billion for a physical barrier. At the request of Democrats, it will be a steel barrier rather than a concrete wall. The border wall would very quickly pay for itself. The cost of illegal drugs exceeds $500 billion a year, vastly more than the $5.7 billion we have requested from Congress.
Only thing that's wrong about that is, according to the Drug Enforcement Administration, most of the illegal drugs that comes to the U.S. from Mexico, they smuggle that through legal ports of entry. It's actually not through parts of the border that would be covered by the wall. So that kind of seems a little bit senseless.
I mean, it's just that. How much is the wall?
$5.7 billion. Plus, in addition to that, you got to think about the security they have to put at the wall.
There's way too many schools in America that are trash to spend that kind of money on a wall. How about invest that money in education? You got homeless veterans in these streets who fought for this country. They broke. How about get them some of that money, some food, some shelter?
A lot of people going to need jobs in a little bit. They're talking about possibly shutting down Sears and Kmart, which people, like 50,000 jobs might be lost.
I think they saved Sears in the last minute yesterday.
They did. But there's a lot of people that's gonna that need help, that need jobs. The house rates are going up, so they got people need help. F that wall.
And FYI, Democrats are not saying they don't want stronger border security. It's just how you want to do it. They don't want to spend $5.7 billion on a wall. Now, here is what else Donald Trump had to say about the government shutdown.
Oh, maybe not.
Our southern border is a pipeline for vast quantities of illegal drugs, including meth, heroin, cocaine, and fentanyl. Every week, 300 of our citizens are killed by heroin alone.
So the wall gonna stop the drug problem in America?
Absolutely not. I just
not
said they don't even, the drugs don't even come through where the border wall would be. It actually comes through legal ports usually. So that doesn't even make sense. But again, here's what else Donald Trump had to say about the government remaining shut down right now, because I know that's a huge concern for a lot of people that are not getting paid to work.
The federal government remains shut down for one reason and one reason only, because Democrats will not fund border security.
All right. So
the Democrats do want to fund border security, though. They just don't want
to
fund
the
border security.
Yeah.
They don't want to build the wall.
Now,
and I can't blame them.
Just so you know, we've been talking about the killing of 7-year-old Jasmine Barnes in Houston. Well, Larry Woodruff, the second suspect, was taken into custody on a separate drug possession charge, and now he is going to be charged with capital murder. So just giving you an update on that case. She was 7 years old, riding in a car with her mother and sisters on December 30th. That's when somebody in another vehicle shot her in the head. Eric Black Jr. was arrested Saturday in a traffic stop, and he's accused of driving that car. He's facing a charge of capital murder, and his first court date is going to be February 15th.
That's a shining light amongst all this bad news that was delivered this morning. Jesus.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you're upset, call us up right now. Phone lines are wide open. Or if you feel blessed, you want to spread some positivity, 800-585-1051. And don't forget, next hour, Lisa Van Allen. She's from Surviving R. Kelly. She'll be joining us. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Breakfast
Club. Time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Salem, good morning,
you guys.
Good morning.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, Salem. Good morning.
Happy New Year to you.
Good morning.
Get it off your chest,
you guys,
Salem.
Y'all, I know you guys deserve a break and all for 3 weeks, but I was listening to each one of y'all's podcasts, like the old episodes, and I noticed like every little one of the episodes, I found something very interesting. But with what was it, Envy, your last week's episode, I want to say, with you and wifey.
Uh-huh.
I agree with you when you said about the whole relationship, how you guys go with the coworkers and stuff. Like, it doesn't necessarily mean you want them. I was totally agreeing on that part.
What are you talking about? And, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Weren't you guys talking about, I swear I was just listening to
you. I was saying that you spend a lot of time with your coworkers. So a lot of times,
right,
whatever you talk about at your house, you talk about with your coworkers, because you spend more time with your coworkers than a lot of family,
right,
and friends. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, if that was the case, then I must like all my coworkers. If that was the case.
There you go.
But that's not true.
No.
And then with Charlamagne, I didn't really find the Andrew guy funny, but now I really find him hilarious.
See, so some good things came out of our vacation.
Andrew Schultz is an acquired taste.
Yes, he was. He was pretty funny. And then I heard the episode with you and Yee with Trav and everybody. It was really funny, but I'm glad you guys are back. That's really all I wanted to say.
Okay.
So what you're basically saying is you missed The Breakfast Club, so you had to go find our content somewhere, is what you're saying.
And we appreciate that.
Somewhere.
But that's really it.
Welcome back, you guys.
Thank you.
That was really nice of her.
It was. Lindy!
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey, Lindy.
Hey, I just wanted to get the word out about a charity that helps the disadvantaged youth in Africa. It's called ECDC.
Uh-huh.
Just seeing if y'all could give us a follow. It's _ECDC_.
Uh-huh.
We were a product where we sold this bamboo shirt, and proceeds, when a shirt was bought, we would get a soccer ball to the schools in Africa who, you know, have these really ratchet equipment and everything like that.
Now, what part of Africa now? Africa's a broad place.
Yeah, Cape Town.
Okay. Cape Town. All right.
Yeah,
I'm actually going to South Africa next week. I'm going to Cape Town and Johannesburg next week.
I thought Cape Town was the rich part of Africa.
I mean, there's a rich part to Cape Town, but there's poor parts of Cape Town as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So, DJ Amy, since you're going down there, we actually have one of the co-founders down there. He's stationed there to try to help out. So if we can shoot your message in the ECDC page, would you like, you know,
yeah, shoot me a message
up with them if you have time.
Shoot me a message. I'm going to South Africa next week, so shoot me a message.
All right, well, safe travels, and thanks for talking to me, guys.
Thank you. Hello, who's this?
This is Kenny.
Kenny, what's up? Get it off your chest, Kenny.
DJ Envy, man, I tried to hit you up yesterday on my way to work. I'm trying to figure out why in the world would you not play an R. Kelly mix yesterday?
Why would I not?
For his birthday?
Why would you not?
I'm not playing R. Kelly music anymore, that's why.
My question is, you know how much people R. Kelly, I mean, I'm not agreeing with what he did. I'm just stating.
So, but you still want to support him financially?
Yeah, you know, yeah. I mean,
what?
Think about it. How much memories you have?
Oh my God,
R. Kelly. I do have a great memory of R. Kelly, actually
dancing with my daughter to Step in the Name of Love. But after watching that documentary and see how much he is a predator and a monster, I can't see myself supporting him and giving him a dime, a nickel, a penny, or nothing. I don't want to play.
And you know what's interesting?
That's my personal feeling.
The president cheated on his wife. But what? You still support the president?
I don't support the president either.
That was an awful comparison. Let me try another one.
Hugh Hefner. You got Elvis. Elvis had a young wife.
I don't support Hugh Hefner.
We don't play Elvis up here, sir.
I don't play Elvis either.
The other day, Drake was caught with that 17-year-old taking a picture. Yeah, he might have been in another state, but in our state, that's what illegal.
You can't take a picture with a 17-year-old? I'm confused about all of this.
Hang up on him.
Listen, check this out. And I was having this conversation yesterday, right? Because somebody was asking me, you know, why I do the Surviving R. Kelly doc. And I said, as a radio personality,
right,
you know, for all of these years, we have enabled R. Kelly. Like, so we kept playing his music.
Correct.
So that means that We supported him financially. We gave him more power, more influence, which he used to manipulate a young lot women. Of these young girls. So if you've been a part
olds,
of the problem,
15-year-olds,
if absolutely. You've been a part of the problem for so long, why not attempt to be a part of the solution?
Absolutely.
So it doesn't matter if people are just coming to the realization that, hey, now I don't want to play R. Kelly music no more. Now I don't support R. Kelly. It doesn't matter if it's now. It doesn't matter if it was 10 years ago, 15 years ago. It happened.
I'm not playing.
And then you see that video of him laughing like they should have did that 30 years ago. Okay, we'll do it now.
He did that?
Yeah, it was recent. It was actually in the documentary also, but it had been circulating online. It had video of him talking about how they should have did this years ago.
Yeah, but I'm not supporting R. Kelly. And don't forget, Lisa Van Allen, she is from Surviving R. Kelly. She's the first lady that actually stepped out and came out. And we're going to talk to her next hour. But get it off your chest, 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're man or black.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
This Fat China. What's good?
What's up, mama? Get it off your chest.
Yeah, I just want to talk about how there's people on Instagram who had Hollywood, and in all actuality, they bought their followers, their likes, and their views. Like, that really grinds my gears.
You shouldn't concentrate on that fake stuff. You shouldn't, you know, a lot of people buy followers and buy likes and all that. I don't know. Why even concentrate on it? Who cares?
At least you're not spending money on trying to pretend you popular.
Right.
Y'all care too much about social media. I ain't been on social media since December 27th, 2018, and I feel great. I don't feel like I'm missing a goddamn thing.
That wasn't that long ago, Charlamagne.
Yes, it was.
You got like, your relax. Damn mind.
Yes, it was. That's almost three weeks. Yes, it was. Think about how we be on Instagram every single day, every minute, every hour of the day. 3 weeks is a long time.
I guess, Charlamagne. I guess I'm not really too focused on it, but I just feel like I have a nice amount of followers, and I'm a rapper, you feel me? And I have a nice
follow.
But they act Hollywood and act funny towards other people, and that's the part I don't like.
Can I ask you a question?
You should do a song about it.
Do you own any wigs?
Yes, I wear wigs.
Do you own any weaves?
Yes.
All right, so don't complain about people not having real anything, all right?
I'll find them. Are you saying that's like buying followers?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Goodbye, Stan
China. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Billy Bob.
Good morning, DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God, and Angelique Yee.
Good morning, Billy Bob.
Good morning, Billy Bob.
That's what, man. Somebody tell this Mr. President to quit messing around with this daggone government shutdown before somebody gonna shut down his wall. Because he talking about possibly, potentially taking away, the welfare and the government aid stuff.
Yes.
Potentially.
Yes.
He gonna need to build a wall around his daggone place and the White House. Somebody gonna come over there and mess with him.
I think there's a wall there already.
Bobby,
there's actually a big gate. But all right, thanks,
no,
Billy Bob.
No.
Yep. All right, Billy Bob.
It's definitely a wall. I think it's a gate around the White House.
Definitely a gate around it. Lindsay!
Wall of security.
Hey, what's going on?
Get it off your chest, bro.
Man, listen, I'm just tired of black people putting each other down. Like, you know, soon as somebody say, oh, let's send the illegal immigrants back or whatever, they always say, well, if we do that, blacks don't want to work. And it's like it tore us down for so many years thinking that way. It's like, I hate to hear blacks say that. And I think we do need a wall, man, because illegal is illegal. I don't care what it is. If I commit a illegal crime over here in America, then I'm going to jail. I'm going to have to pay for that. So if you're illegal, you're illegal.
Hey, you know what else you're going to have to pay for? So, that wall.
It's $5.7 billion.
Man,
and
we need that, man. We need
but nobody's saying that they don't want tighter border security. They're just saying we're not spending $5.7
billion
on a wall.
But I mean, I don't see where that's a problem. We need that security. You know what I mean? So it's the security issue. It's not about the money.
You know that most of the people that have issues here are people that actually come into the country legally and overstay their visa, not people who sneak in at the wall.
Well, I mean, that's why we need the wall. So you
can't. I would much rather see that money go to the education system in America. I'd like to see that money in the pockets of these homeless veterans who fought for this country and don't have a dime
jobs,
to show for
people
it.
Who need health
care. It's a lot of things you could do with $5.something billion other than build a wall.
Sir, did you vote for Trump?
Yeah, but I have family too. So I mean, I have to get along here in America too. Like, I can't get stamped. I can't get, you know, but they can't.
You know that
so
they said
like,
that
if you're
a lot
illegal,
of
you're illegal.
You know the illegal immigrants that have been coming here, right? They actually commit way less crimes than people born in the United States.
I don't believe that.
It's a fact. I mean,
I know that for a fact. I know that's not true for a fact.
How do you know that?
Because I've been incarcerated before. You know what I mean? As a young black man, so I know what it is.
So you did commit a crime.
Yes, I mean,
okay. Well, then that just proves my point.
If I commit a crime, then I'm going. If I do something illegal, okay. I'm getting arrested for it.
Okay, so God bless you, brother.
If you came into this country illegally, then you should be arrested. Then you should, you know, you have to pay for it.
God bless you, brother.
All right, thank you.
I don't have no problem with them building the wall as long as everybody who wants the wall comes out of their pocket to pay for it. Mm-hmm. If you want the wall, come out of your pocket to pay for it.
Start a GoFundMe.
Word is born.
Donald Trump just started a GoFundMe, and then people that want to
It's not Donald Trump didn't start it.
All right, well, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Now, when we come back, we got rumors?
Yes, Meek Mill. Why was everybody so mad at him? The women were going crazy. He might have to retract these statements.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Bad, man.
What's that?
One of our producers, Taylor, in here, starving herself because she's going to Aruba in March.
She ain't starving herself.
She's not eating just for an Instagram picture that she's thinking about in March.
No, she's eating healthier. She got a shake in the morning. Then at lunch, she does like a light salad. And then at night, she does yogurt and more of a light salad.
You don't realize
salad.
How social media controls us so much? Is she thinking about an Instagram picture she's going to take in March?
She's getting her body right for
she's
the
summer.
She's
just trying to be healthier. She's not starving herself. Okay. Right? You're just eating better. You said you snack all the time. Yes. Okay.
All right.
Let's get into rumor report.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the rumor report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right, I'm not sure what's going on, but is Kevin Hart going to host the Oscars? Well, TMZ caught him leaving the gym, and here's what happened.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say it here, but yeah. the chances are very slim.
So it's a chance.
He said chances are very slim?
Yeah, It's just a slim chance, but there's still a chance.
He said on his radio show that he wouldn't have that much time
Straight
to prepare
from
for it. Straight from the heart, because I think isn't it in like 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's coming up pretty soon.
Right around the corner. So they don't have a host right now, and it's 2 weeks?
Well, they might just not have a host. That's an option as well. And Chris Rock is saying he doesn't want to host the Oscars at all. He was at the New York Film Critics Circle Awards dinner, and he said, if it was 5 years ago, I could say something really offensive and funny right now, but I can't do that anymore, so hey.
And by the way, I love Chris Rock. Chris Rock is a legend. But, I mean, Chris Rock has used the gay slur, too. So wouldn't that be kind of hypocritical of the Oscars? Because isn't the problem the fact that Kevin Hart used the gay slur?
But they wanted him to apologize. That was the main problem.
They still wanted him to host. They didn't tell him he couldn't host it. Yeah. They just wanted him.
But I'm just talking about the backlash from everybody else. Not necessarily the Oscars, but people were upset because Kevin Hart used
people
the gay slur.
People are always upset about something.
Chris Rock has used that same exact slur.
Correct.
Right, and Chris Rock would probably have to apologize.
I don't think Chris Rock would apologize.
If he wanted to do it. That's all. All right. Now, who has sold more albums than any other artist last year? Well, that person would be Eminem. According to the data, he's at the top of the list with a pure album sales total of 755,000 units.
Last year?
Yep.
Kamikaze?
Yes, that's right.
Is it?
Second place was South Korean boy band BTS, and in third place, country star Chris Stapleton.
And this is all sales or just physical?
This is pure album sales total.
So physical. Okay, yeah. Because I could have sworn I thought I saw something that said Drake and Cardi B sold the most last year.
Yeah, I don't think this has to do with, streaming and all
so
that.
So there's people just buying, right?
Yeah, so all the old white people still going out to buy CDs.
That's still a lot, though.
Yeah, that's
cool. Congratulations to him. Eminem is number 4 in the total consumption category. Drake is number 1. Then Post Malone, then XXX.
Kamikaze was a good album, though. I mean, you can't front on Kamikaze.
All right, now let's discuss Game of Thrones, the final season. There's going to be 6 episodes. Even though previously it was 10 episodes a season.
So only 6 and this is it?
It costs $16 million an episode.
So what? I'm adapted. I love that show. We need more than 6 episodes.
Yeah, so
but
what? You sound like the people that want to build the wall.
The rumor is that
you don't got to pay for it.
Each episode is going to be 90 minutes long. That's the rumor. So it's like a mini movie for each one of those.
I'll take that.
I've never seen Game of Thrones in my life.
Me I don't neither. Know what y'all missing, boy. It's amazing.
You know what? My best friend, when I was in L.A., she had twins last year, and she was telling me she never watched it before, but while she was pregnant at home, she said she watched all of them.
It's addictive.
This room is so funny, man. Wow. I don't know why, because I hear everything. So Angela Yee goes, I've never seen Game of Thrones in my life. I go, me neither. And everybody, the white guy goes, you never seen Lion King either.
Me neither.
What does that have to do with
Game of Thrones?
All right, well, there's also a Game of Thrones prequel, as you guys know, that's coming. And they're saying that prequel is going to be more diverse and female-focused than ever before. So the director Most recently directed and produced Collateral, and also directed episodes of Orange is the New Black, Dexter, Bates Motel, the pilot for Jessica Jones, and she's also been announced as directing the next Star Trek movie. So that is S.J. Clarkson, and the cast, a lot of women in there. So if you're a big fan of Game of Thrones, which I know a lot of people are, one day I'll watch it. There you go. All right, Meek Mill. People were really upset with him, a lot of women, all because of this tweet. Lace front wigs are whack. I'm protesting them. When I tell you my timeline was lit up with people going in on Meek, a lot of women were like very offended by that, told him to mind his business. Then a lot of people started posting pictures of their lace fronts and asking Meek what he thought about them. He said, I just hate when you see that lace cap line in front all slicked down and the net in the middle. We letting y'all have everything else. Ask y'all man how he feel.
Yeah, he right. I mean, lace fronts, they just look silly. Like, they look good on television or if you're on stage or something. But when you just walking around the street at Starbucks and you look like you got a damn stocking cap under a wig, it looks kind of crazy.
He just don't like it. I don't know the problem. That's his preference. He don't like wigs.
That's fine.
It's cool.
But you just gotta have a good lace front.
There you go. Yeah, as a woman, you have to admit they be looking kind
of
whack.
Not all
of
them.
In public.
No, not all. It depends. You gotta have a good.
There's been some people up here.
When you got that thing right here.
There's been some people up here that look crazy.
And you be looking at the woman and you be trying not to look at him like, is that a stocking cap? The durag?
The line don't be straight. It's a lot. Yeah.
Because when Beyonce be wearing her lace front, y'all don't have no problem with that.
Where is Beyonce, ye?
I've seen her out before
on
with a lace.
Stage, you know, on television, she's Beyonce. That's the problem.
Now,
y'all
Meek Mill's
Beyonce.
Meek Mill's not saying that he can't be attracted to you if you have on a lace front. He said, I can still be attracted to a woman wearing them, but my thoughts be
he's
like,
just not married.
Let's put the
equivalency right. Okay. Like, you know how these guys be looking stupid, like with the new hairlines
the
and
dye.
The hairlines be coming all the way down to their eyebrows,
yeah,
or like
yeah.
the black Beijing
yeah,
dye.
Yeah.
That's how the lace fronts look like.
You know what's so funny is that it got very real in his comments. That's why I'm gonna keep it real. Y'all men can't really comment on lace fronts because women are very sensitive about that. One person said, was it real life when people were using Twitter to rally behind you when you were in prison? Like, they were talking about that. Okay?
No, that is true now.
No, stop it. Come
no,
on.
No, for
Come
real.
On.
If I was in a lace front and I was standing outside that jail in Philly saying free Meek Mill, I would feel away. All right? That
Somebody
lace front
else.
Kept me warm in those cold
stop
winters
it,
when we was out
Wait,
there
hold
like
on,
protesting
on.
For you,
Somebody
Meek.
Else tweeted, wow, imagine being blessed with freedom, wealth, and an amazing platform, but choosing to be negative and spread hate.
Hate?
Don't be talking about
hate?
People's lace fronts.
He just say he don't like lace fronts.
I ain't gonna lie, he got a point. I'm
Stop
with
it.
Them.
Stop it. No.
I'm not gonna lie.
That has nothing to do with the
no,
injustice.
No, for real. If I
he did
to,
end up apologizing. He did end up apologizing.
There you go.
He said, I'm sorry. I just had a few bad lace front experiences that traumatized me. You ever get food poisoning from eating something and never want to eat it again? It's the same feeling.
Lace front almost fell off when the intro was on, when that hold up, wait a minute part. I'm wilding to your music out in front of the jail saying free Meek Mill in my lace front. You gonna insult my lace front? I can understand why they feel the way.
Well, no, he explained that I was hitting something from the back, grabbed it here just to make it a little rough, and it slipped off, and ever since, it's been trauma.
Okay, I can understand where
you're
coming
that,
from,
though?
Too.
Could you imagine that? You hitting from the back, you pulling this ball,
I can see both sides. Literally.
I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
Goodness gracious. All right. Now, when we come back, we got front page news. What are we talking about?
Lace fronts. No, I'm kidding. We're going to talk about a woman who is in a coma and somehow gave birth to a baby.
You ever wore a lace front, Yee?
We'll give you more details. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really? To where?
See, you didn't even notice. Had it on here at work.
Really?
Yeah.
With a line down the middle and everything, like a park?
All of that.
Wow. All right. Front page news is next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. AMV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where are we starting, Yee?
Well, let's talk about Donald Trump. He did his first primetime address from the Oval Office, and he's talking about, of course, the border wall. That's why we're in a government shutdown right now. Since December 22nd, he wants a $5.7 billion wall to be funded, and the Democrats are opposing that. Democrats do want to have a stronger border control, but they don't want to build that $5.7 billion wall. Now, one of the arguments that Donald Trump is making is about ICE officers and the arrests that they've made. Here's what he said.
In the last 2 years, ICE officers made 266,000 arrests of aliens with criminal records, including those charged or convicted of 100,000 assaults, 30,000 sex crimes, and 4,000 violent killings. Over the years, thousands of Americans have been brutally killed by those who illegally entered our country.
Now, I had to go to NPR to get the fact check on that. And what they did say is that it is true that ICE officers did arrest 266,000 aliens with criminal records, but that number is misleading because the reason they have these criminal records, a large part of that has to do with immigration. So that's why they have a criminal record. It's all immigration-related offenses. They also pointed out that the president's rhetoric overstates the threat posed by immigrants. They said that immigrants actually commit crime at lower rates than people who are here born in the United States. So murder, other violent crimes, and all of those things are committed at a higher rate by people from the United States than people who are immigrants. So it's very misleading sometimes, the things that he has to say.
Mm. I mean, we do need tougher border security. It's just a matter of, do we need a $5.7 billion wall?
Nah. Not at all.
All right. Now, this was a crazy story. A female member of the San Carlos Apache tribe. She's been in a vegetative state for more than a decade and recently gave birth.
Yeah, that's crazy.
At a healthcare facility in Arizona, according to the tribe's chairman.
I mean, somebody was sleeping with her while she was in her vegetative state.
Yes. Exactly.
They said they had
like Kill Bill. Remember Kill Bill?
Yes.
What was the dude named? Buck? I think his name was Buck.
Except this is real life.
Yeah,
this is
now,
crazy.
Now, police are going to actually get DNA from male workers at the healthcare facility to find out what happened. But that is absolutely a horrifying situation. Imagine that a woman in for 10 years in a coma, and then she has a baby.
That's crazy.
Nobody noticed the baby growing inside of her for 9 months?
I'm not saying they didn't notice that, but they have to find out whose baby it is. So they probably have to wait for the baby to be born
and
to get
baby,
the DNA.
Is the baby healthy?
Yeah, because when you're in a coma, aren't you like just eating fluids? Are they feeding you through a tube or something? I don't know.
She almost drowned. That's why she was in a coma. So, yeah, you can't talk, move, do anything. She's a vegetable.
But so she still cycles?
They must have did a C-section.
Are they still cycles every month and all that? Like, wow.
I mean, she's still alive. So, anyway, what that means is that somebody at that facility was clearly taking advantage of this woman. They haven't released more information because she's a victim of sexual abuse, but that's what we know so far.
Wow. Yikes. Yeah, somebody been watching way too much Kill Bill.
Mm. All right.
All right, well, that is your front page news. Now, when we come back from Surviving R. Kelly, we have Lisa Van Allen. She'll be joining us. She was on a 6-part docuseries. She was talking. She was actually the first person to step out and come out and talk about R. Kelly. She's the one that actually stole the tape and gave it to somebody who eventually put it out. So we'll talk to her when we come back. Don't move. From Surviving R. Kelly, Lisa Van Allen, when we come back, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we have a special guest on the phone line right now. You might have seen her on Surviving R. Kelly. We have Lisa Van Allen on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Hi, Lisa. How are you feeling today?
Hey, how are you? I'm awesome.
I had some questions.
But let's identify who Lisa Van Allen was in the Surviving R. Kelly docuseries, because you actually were the first person to come out over 10 years ago and testify in the child pornography case. You were the one that actually had gotten the sex tape, and that's how the first sex tape of him got out there with the 14-year-old girl, allegedly.
Yes, I did testify against him back in 2008. And part of the reason was a lot of people don't really understand, you know, some of the reasoning behind, you know, me coming out. And, you know, they did threaten my life.
Right.
This may be a dumb question, Lisa, but why did you cut yourself out of the original sex tape with the underage girl?
Yeah, because when the sex tape came out, I know you were talking, and maybe we don't know. You said that you were involved with threesomes with the 14-year-old. You didn't know she was 14. And then when the sex tape came out, that part wasn't in it. Did you take your part out of it?
No, that was not the tape that I was on.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't on the tapes that went to trial.
There were multiple tapes. I heard there were other tapes that we'll never see or that were never actually revealed besides this one.
Exactly.
Now, what age were you when you were indulging in the threesomes that he was, you know, forcing you guys to do?
It was different. It was two different ages. It was 17 and 18, but she was supposed to be 16 when I was 17. You get what I'm saying?
He told you she was 16.
Right.
Right. And of course, he did. He's a master manipulator. So he did what he felt he needed to do to get what he needed done.
Now, when you found out she was 14, obviously you knew it was wrong because you didn't want to do it anymore. And you took the tapes.
I didn't want to do it from the beginning.
Right.
I mean, I explained that I cried and he didn't care. He said, what am I going to do with this now that you're crying?
Right.
On the tape. That's what he said.
You never wanted to tell or tried to tell somebody at least that the 14-year-old was underage, or you never thought about it?
It wasn't that I didn't want to. I don't know if you have ever been in love with someone, and the first initial thing that I wanted to do was to help him get better. I thought that maybe, you know, because I cared for him, that maybe I could help him. But, you know, once I saw that he didn't feel like he had a problem, because that's the first step. You have to admit that you have a problem.
Right.
What are your thoughts on the people that were around him that actually helped forge documents, that knew what was going on? What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, Demetrius, the security, and that other person.
They all handicapped this man, and they're all helping him to coerce these women and do these things. I mean, it goes back to people before that. I mean, I know people on his team. Daryl McDavid is the one who threatened my life. June Brown, I'm putting names out there. June Brown is the one who would book flights for girls. June Brown took me to get the abortion by Rob and said he was my uncle. So these guys, you know, they do things for Rob, and they make it to where he's able to do these things, because Rob doesn't read well. He doesn't write. So these are the people that are doing these things for him. So all of them are at fault. And I mean, they should be held accountable as well.
And not blaming you, because I don't want to victim blame you, but where were your parents during this time? And I'm not blaming you. I'm just curious. Like, were your parents there, or?
No problem speaking on that as well. Mm-hmm. Robert knew my whole background. He knew that I came from foster care. Mm-hmm. He knew that I didn't have a father figure in my life. He knew that my mother's mother had just been hospitalized for cancer, and my mom was dealing with that. I mean, he knew all of these things. So not to blame all of it on him, but my mother was not fully focused on me at that time.
Right. So you were very vulnerable.
When I first met him, it's kind of like it was an interview, I tell people. He asked me specific questions. Do you have a boyfriend? How old are you? When I said I was 17, he said, will your mother let you come to Chicago? I didn't ask her would she let me. I just told him, yeah. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, he knows what he's doing. He's been doing this for a long time. It's pretty much standard procedure for him.
So where did y'all meet? Because they always say he would park his tour bus at McDonald's in Chicago.
We met at his Home Alone video shoot. I actually went with a friend of mine's girlfriend. She was an aspiring singer, not me. Mm-hmm. And we were just extras in the video, and he happened, and I'm pretty sure I was the youngest one there, because if you've ever seen the Home Alone video, it's a lot of strippers and girls who are a lot older than I was there that would have been more than willing to do things with Rob. But he had his cousin come and actually find me and say, Rob wants to talk to you.
Now, he did target you. Now, let's talk about meeting some of the other survivors from the docuseries, because I know they said at the screening that was the first time a lot of people had actually met each other in person.
Yeah, actually, you know, all of the girls are really nice. You know, it's kind of funny because, I mean, we've all been through similar situations with him. So when we get together, it's kind of like a sisterhood. And, you know, it's good to not have to convince someone of what you've been through. So it's like we call each other. It's kind of like a little bit of therapy. You know what I mean? We talk about things and that we've been through, and we don't have to convince each other of anything. So, I mean, I really, you know, feel blessed to have them, and I'm glad that they've come out. And I know it's more victims. I even have women that have inboxed me that know him and that don't want to come out, but they inbox me to talk about it because they know I know what they're talking about.
Well, now, for the girls, speaking of therapy, what kind of help have you gotten over the years, Lisa?
I haven't been to an actual therapist, and, you know, maybe that's something I should do. I'm actually open to that, but right now I'm just trying to help other abuse victims and to try to protect any other young girls from going through it. And with that being said, I would like to put out there that I do have a website called IamLisaVanAllen.com where young girls can go on there and they can blog, go back and forth with me and talk about what they've been to. I actually had a young girl do that the other day. She contacted me about a relationship she's in. She's 17 years old. Her boyfriend's 21. I'm not going to put her name out there. And he's been abusive to her. And she was saying, you know, we talked back and forth. She was saying she wanted to end her life. Mm-hmm. And I pretty much talked her out of that. And we text back and forth for a while. So I actually do feel really good about this. I feel like I'm really helping the youth and young girls and abuse victims.
One thing that really was a wake-up call for you was getting pregnant, right?
Yeah, I got pregnant. And when I got pregnant by him, I had to soul search on that because I loved him. But I didn't love him enough to bring a daughter into the world knowing that he may molest her. Because if you look at his track record, the girls that he slept with were close to him.
So do you think that there is a chance that these charges they're trying to bring against R. Kelly can possibly stick?
I feel like it is if they are underage, yes. I'm really not sure about what's going on with the girls at the house, you know, specifically. So I really cannot say. But, I mean, me knowing the Rob I know, I'm pretty sure someone underage, you know, something's happened. I do feel like at some point something can happen.
Do you feel like, you know, the trauma that you went through and the other women went through are being exploited at all?
I mean, it kind of, yeah. But at the same time, it's crazy because a lot of people say, you know, whether it's positive or a good or negative publicity is still publicity. And at the end of the day, we want to raise awareness. So whether people agree with me or not, they're still listening. You get what I mean? And right. That's the ultimate goal, to raise awareness. You can not like me all you want. You can say what you want about me. But I came out when nobody else would. There was a me before me too. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Like, I was coming out when there wasn't no movements. I was coming out when my life was threatened. So at the end of the day, and I didn't get paid to do any of that. They wanted me to do book deals. They wanted me to do different stuff. This was before anyone. And I just testified and went home.
It really bothers me that people are saying, oh, these women are doing this for money. They're doing this for attention and things like that. And that's not at all the reason. And people aren't understanding. Like, they'll say, well, these girls made that decision.
You don't get paid for interviews. You mm-hmm. don't get paid for these photo shoots and these interviews. I don't get paid to cry on camera. So, no.
Did R. Kelly give everybody he had sex with an STD? Because, I mean, a lot of people are saying that they got herpes from him.
I did not catch herpes. And I thank the Lord. I actually called his old publicist to ask her, did he have it back then? Because I was concerned. And she said he did have it back then. But I didn't get it.
All right. We have more with Lisa Van Allen from Surviving R. Kelly. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club from Surviving R. Kelly. We have Lisa Van Allen on the line.
This is Charlamagne talking. I've always been critical of R. Kelly, but I've also made a lot of jokes about R. Kelly and what he's done to underage girls. And, you know, how did the way the coaches approached the situation, whether it was Dave Chappelle or Boondocks or Rap Lyrics, how did the coaches' response to R. Kelly affect you back then?
It was kind of frustrating because, you know, people, it's like people knew, but instead of taking it serious, they would make jokes.
It normalizes it.
Today, you know, it's really not funny. And there's nothing funny about him peeing on that girl. He never peed on me, but it's nothing funny about him peeing on her and belittling her like that. There's nothing funny about, you know, girls speaking about what they've been through and 10 years later, you're still crying about it. There's nothing funny about that.
Well, I apologize for any jokes that I've made that may have upset you or any of the other victims, because honestly, none of us were thinking about that 10, 15 years ago. We were just thinking about clowning R. Kelly, but you don't think about the actual human victims.
Beings.
Yeah.
And how did you talk about it? Like, you know, I'm sitting there watching it and you're talking about, you know, a threesome with a 14-year-old. What gave you the courage to be like, I can talk about this and be free with it? Because I just couldn't understand how you got that courage.
It's about having that conversation that nobody wants to have. Mm-hmm. Somebody has to stop being victimized. Somebody has to stop being concerned with how it made you look and talk about how they made you feel mm-hmm. and what they did to you. Somebody has to do that. Every time I talk about it and I talk about specifics, it upsets me. It makes me want to cry. But we have to do that.
Right. Oh, no, I agree with you. I think sometimes, you know, experiences happen to you, so, you know, God can work through you to help other people.
And I feel that way too. I feel like I'm a vessel now. Like, even though the underage girl, she won't speak out. Her family was paid off. They won't speak out. Even though they will not speak out, I feel like I have to speak out for her. Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you think about these lawsuits that he's threatening for everybody who participated in this docuseries? He also did a Facebook.
I could care less about a lawsuit. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's trying to distract everyone from the real problem, which is him. He could do what he wants. He could talk about me going to jail, whatever. I fought some people in the past, some females, and went to jail. Who cares? That has nothing to do with you peeing on a 14-year-old. That has nothing to do with you belittling black women.
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't understand what would be his point of suing the survivors or suing John Legend or suing me. Like, what would?
When I went to trial, they didn't talk to me about anything about Rob for 3 hours. I was 6 months pregnant. For 3 hours, they talked to me about who I was dating, about my kid's father. Stuff that had nothing to do with trial. What does that have to do? They should have been saying, objection. They didn't do that because they wanted the conversation to be about me, to try and degrade me and what I was saying and make me discredit me. But it's not about me. This is about R. Kelly.
Now, I know every time you hear a song play or a video, it must put you in some type of mood that's concerning and scary every time you hear his music.
The crazy part about it is his music, I think when it comes on, it hypnotizes people. But as a people, we have to check ourselves. Is that song that sounds good and you want to bop to more important than these young girls? No, it's not.
Absolutely
not. So,
no,
when it comes on, I turn it off.
How did you feel when you heard his ex-wife? I know you probably seen the video where she's bopping to the song and she's dancing to the song. How did that make you feel?
personally, I wish it didn't happen, but I mean, she's human. You know what I mean? I personally talked to her. I believe her, and I think she's a great person, and I know she's been through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that people would stop trying to discredit us.
Right.
Just because she's bopped to his song, you know, and you know, that I don't feel like what she's saying isn't any more valid from her doing that.
Right. And people do deal with trauma differently. You can't judge.
That she could have been just covering for him.
Yeah.
Who's to say they could have threatened her life? I mean, we don't know.
Like she's, and that's years old, but she also said, you know, people deal with trauma differently.
You never know. You can't, mm-hmm. you can't say specifically what she should have done or shouldn't have done. Because she's coming out now. I really don't feel any kind of way about it other than I wish, you know, people that they wouldn't be on the internet right now. Because once again, it's another thing to just deflect the conversation from being about what he's doing.
I mean,
right.
here's the thing. We all saw the sex tape. We saw the marriage certificate to Aaliyah. We've heard the songs like Age Ain't Nothing But a Number. We've heard him call himself the Pied Piper. Even when you tell me things like he's threatened you, I know that's true because he's threatened me over the years. So it's exactly. just like, I don't know what more people need to believe
right.
R. Kelly is what he says he is.
Was R. Kelly into young boys as well? Because we've seen him make that one girl cut her hair off and wear clothes and made her kind of look like a boy.
Well, that was a disguise.
Right? Was he into that as well?
I can't speak for him actually messing with young boys, but I will say that there have been times where he wanted penetration himself, so... You know, but it was from a female, but still, you get what I mean?
Penetration how? Like pegging? Or like a finger or something? Not to be too graphic.
Angrily. It could be finger, object.
Oh, he likes stuff in his butt.
Right. So that's all I can vouch for.
Where are those videos?
Oh, stop.
That's the video we need.
He ain't doing those. He's doing them of, you know, you in a compromising situation, not mm-hmm. him.
Wow.
What do you hope this documentary accomplishes, Lisa?
I hope that the documentary raises more awareness, because I mean, obviously, you know, we've been doing this for a while with mm-hmm. him. Well, I have, and I, you know, you said you've been doing it too, Charlamagne. So I hope that it raises more awareness, it opens more eyes. I hope that he's eventually held accountable for something. You know, it seems like that people are getting it now. I mean, you know, that the celebrities that have come out, I mean, I commend them, you know, because they don't have to,
right?
They don't have to speak about it. So I do commend the ones that have come forward. I feel like more people should still. Because I know, just like you said, everybody pretty much knows. You know, I hope people don't lose focus and start trying to make it about us when it's mm-hmm. not about us women that have gone through it. It's about him and stopping him from hurting young girls.
What was your mother's response when you came back home?
Actually, when I came back to Georgia, you saying when I left him?
Yeah, when you left him and came back home.
Well, actually, I was 21 years old when I left. So my mom wasn't even in Georgia anymore when I came back, but she was happy that she was able to be in contact with me, you know, on a daily basis at that point, you know, because she hadn't been able to be. Mm-hmm.
So if nothing happens from this documentary other than, you know, a bunch of social media noise and then next week everybody moves on to something else, what will you continue to do?
I'm going to continue to raise awareness. I help other abuse victims as well. It's not just... R. Kelly, you know, like people say, well, your life's all about R. Kelly. No, that's what we're dealing with right now. But, you know, I do help other abuse victims. So I would hope from this, abuse victims could gain strength and courage to come forward, as well as the victims that he has and that he's had will gain strength and be able to come forward.
All right.
Lisa, thank you so much for checking in with us. We appreciate it. And we appreciate the work that you're doing now. So your website, again, if people want to contact you or have their own situations that they're dealing with.
Mm-hmm. It's IamLisaVanAllen.com. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you for checking in. We really appreciate it. And, of course, she's from Surviving R. Kelly, the docuseries. Lisa Van Allen, thank you very much.
Blessings to you. Happy New Year and all that good stuff.
Thank you, guys. And I'd love to come into the show.
Pull up.
Whenever you in town.
I already said.
All right. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Thank you.
All right, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We just kicked it with Lisa Van Allen from Surviving R. Kelly.
Yes.
And it's very sad, man. It's every time I think of a survivor or I think of this R. Kelly thing, I just think of my three young daughters and like just could imagine if a predator tried to take advantage of them and if I wasn't there and what I would do and what I would hope they would do. You just never know, which is scary, man.
As a father,
grown-ass man on a 14-year-old.
Yeah, as a father of three young girls myself, I feel the same exact way. And, you know, my thing is this, man. I think that you should listen to all women, but believe all proof. And there's a lot of proof when it comes to the R. Kelly
situation. We saw a videotape.
Exactly.
There was a marriage certificate.
There's a marriage certificate. Even if you don't necessarily believe what the survivors are saying.
Right.
Though that alone has always been enough for me. And the fact he called himself the Pied Piper. Like, that's just sick. If you know the story of the Pied Piper, who was a guy who used music to lead a bunch of kids out of a village, never to be seen again. And then when you see that, you know, his parents actually looking for their children right now because right. R. Kelly has led them away. Come on, man.
And I understand why women wouldn't come out now. Like, I see...
Well, a lot of women haven't.
Yeah, I see some of the comments that, oh, you guys are lying. Oh, you just there for the money. Oh, is this like... We just seen six episodes where people tell him what happened and what went on, and you hear the people in R. Kelly's camp talking about how they forged things and did things, and you still don't believe
these
women?
What really disgusts me is that people are like, oh, you're trying to bring down R. Kelly. What about all the other people who have done things, and you're doing this to black people? What about the black women who are so affected? Why don't we care about them? You care more about R. Kelly and protecting his legacy than you do about the women
that was,
who were assaulted?
That was interesting. Part of the conversation with Lisa too, though, because you know you think about all the jokes that you know we've made it at R. Kelly, mm-hmm. and I've definitely made jokes about R. Kelly and his love for underage girls. You think about the Dave Chappelle pee on you in the Boondocks episode, and you didn't realize that was affecting the victims. Like, we're thinking we're clowning R. Kelly, but like Lisa said, there was girls that was really getting peed on.
Right. And it's not even just for R. Kelly. Imagine if you're a victim of any type of sexual assault, how you feel when you hear people making jokes about sexual assault.
I think that if those women had found justice, though, it would have been okay to go in on R. Kelly. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they had if they had found justice, like if he had actually been sentenced and, you know, sent to jail, mm-hmm. then people wouldn't be looking back in hindsight saying, okay, those jokes were distasteful.
Yeah, there's a lot of women who have been through things that people will never know about because they're keeping it to themselves and they're hurting from it and they're suffering in their lives every single day. So. Yeah.
All right. Now, I heard they said something like the prosecutor in Chicago is asking some of these witnesses and survivors to contact them because maybe they could possibly prosecute. Is that true?
Well, listen, yes. In Rumor Report, we're going to have all that information on what's going on now, the aftermath of the R. Kelly, Surviving R. Kelly docuseries, and what's happening legally. Hopefully.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. All right. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
What's happening? Good morning.
Let's get to these rumors. Let's talk R. Kelly.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, thanks to the Surviving R. Kelly docuseries, R. Kelly is being criminally investigated in Georgia. Investigators have been reaching out to several of the survivors, and the attorney for Joycelyn Savage's family was contacted by the chief investigator and has been fully cooperating. They're asking for contact information for anybody who's lived in his former Atlanta home or know anything that happens. And they said investigators were getting all kinds of phone calls after that docuseries aired.
What would the charges be?
Well, it depends on what people come forward and say.
Oh.
Now, Chicago prosecutors are asking victims also to please come forward. The state attorney, Kim Fox, just urged those victims to do just that. She's also a sexual assault survivor, and she wants families of victims to contact her, and she said she's sick by what she saw on Lifetime. There's already been two families that contacted her and saying that R. Kelly had contact with their daughters while they were under the age of 18. They're both over the age of 18, the alleged victims. So they're not underage, but there are already families who have contacted her as well.
Well, the walls are closing in on Robert, and he built this wall himself.
Yeah, it's a lot going on right now. So we'll see what happens, and we'll keep you updated. Now, Common has had some things to say about what's going on with the whole R. Kelly situation, and he says that, turning a blind eye to these allegations about R. Kelly abusing women has... been just going on too long, and we have to put a stop to it. We should have put a stop to it a long time ago. He said R. Kelly fans, himself included, should get some of the blame for letting all of his alleged criminal behavior, go unchecked all this time.
Yeah, I mean, his fans, I mean, the system of radio, the system of TV, like, it's a lot of different factors that enabled R. Kelly.
All right, now, John Legend has had to explain a photo of himself and his wife Chrissy and Harvey Weinstein. That picture was circulating, and he said, I took a photo with and worked with Harvey on several occasions before his abuse was known to me and the rest of the world. Since his being exposed, his company and career have rightfully been destroyed, and he's been indicted. Sounds like something that should happen to R. Kelly.
Now, I haven't been on social media, but I heard that they've been going in on John Legend. Weren't they just celebrating John Legend a few days ago?
Yeah.
They were.
And that's an old picture, you know?
Social media don't care about what's old and what's new. It all looks new to them.
Right. So, I mean, a lot of people worked with Harvey Weinstein. I think damn near everybody in the film industry. You can't. If you didn't know about it, you didn't know. All right. Now, let's discuss Kevin Spacey. This is an ongoing situation. And Kevin Spacey's brother, Randy Fowler, went on the Drew and Mike podcast after Kevin Spacey was in court for arraignment in his sexual assault case. And he's Kevin Spacey's older brother. And here's what he had to say about his brother.
My brother, on the hand, liked it. And he liked it a lot, evidently. And what he ended up doing was going into acting, creating a lot of wealth, power, and influence, and using that to lure his prey to satisfy his vice, which was his master. And he's got away with it for 40 years. I know exactly who Kevin Spacey is. He is my father, the creature.
So Randy Fowler is saying that Kevin Spacey and himself were both molested and by their father. And so he went on the podcast to say they both were allegedly molested by their dad, and now Kevin Spacey is their father.
That is a conversation that does need to be had at some point in the future, how hurt people do hurt people, because people say the same thing about R. Kelly, right? They say R. Kelly was molested when he was a child.
Yeah,
so it's just like this is just pain being redistributed from generation to generation.
Right.
And I mean, it doesn't justify anything
that these
people have done, but you do got to get to the root of a situation to stop the problem, right?
Now, right now, Kevin Spacey's in court, and that's because he's been accused of sexually assaulting a man in a bar who was, according to Kevin Spacey, his defense is the man was flirting with him, but the Massachusetts man is saying that Kevin Spacey actually sexually assaulted him. So we'll keep you updated on what's going on with that. The young man was 18 years old at the time. Mm. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
Well, you know, everybody's been requesting it, and even though I've done it quite a few times before, I guess R. Kelly needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a little word with him. But it's not R. Kelly, though. I mean, his staff, record label, and mother effing crew as well.
All right. Well,
and I got a friend that's joining me this morning.
Okay.
Yeah, from Atlanta. Her name is Cadillac Kimberly.
Okay.
Because I didn't see the documentary, so I can only speak with so much on certain things.
Okay. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, January 9th goes to Robert Kelly. You know, I, Charlamagne the God, have given Donkey of the Day to R. Kelly several times over the years. And though I have not seen the Surviving R. Kelly documentary and probably won't watch it because I don't want that in my spirit, I simply don't have to watch it to know that the Pied Pedophile is a sick individual. Okay, there's really nothing more I can say because I would just be repeating a bunch of talking points that I have stated over the years. Even, you know, if you don't believe the survivors that were on this documentary, you have to believe the now infamous, legendary, for all the wrong reasons, sex tape, which allegedly features a man many say is R. Kelly. I know it's R. Kelly, but I have to say allegedly because he's threatened to sue me a couple of times before. But whatever, all right? For all those of a certain age who have seen the sex tape, that should have been enough. All right, if that wasn't enough, marrying Aaliyah when she was 15 and writing a song for her called Age Ain't Nothing But a Number. And the fact he calls himself the Pied Piper. If you don't know the story of the Pied Piper, he's a man whose career was that of a rat catcher. And he was hired by a town to lure rats away with his magic pipe with music. All right, when the citizens of the town refused to pay for this service, he retaliated by using his magic pipe on the town's children, leading them away, never to be seen again. The Pied Piper was a man who used music to manipulate kids, take them away from their parents, never to be seen again. I've been calling R. Kelly out about that for years, but now when you see parents actually looking for their kids because he's lured them away, then you realize how sick it is for that man to take on that moniker. Now, people ask me, why did I do the Surviving R. Kelly documentary, and especially in light of the fact that I've been arrested and exonerated for criminal sexual conduct before. Listen, my motto is simple. Listen to all women. All women deserve to be heard, but believe all proof. Simple. And when it comes to R. Kelly, it's a lot of proof. And when it comes to any rape, sexual assault allegation, why wouldn't I speak out? Just because I'm not guilty in my situation doesn't mean that all women are lying. That's not accurate. I'm a father of three black girls, so anything I can do to make the world a better place for them and young girls like them, I'm going to do. And the number one change starts with myself. So the same way I hold myself accountable for how we treat our women, I'm damn sure going to continue to hold other men accountable too. So I have zero problem speaking out against R. Kelly. And I've been doing radio for 20 years. And even though I've said all these things about the Pied Pedophile before, even though I've consistently spoken out against him, clowned him for sleeping with underage girls, I still have been a part of a system that enabled R. Kelly. And that system is radio. Even though all this evidence was out there against R. Kelly, radio continued to play his music, which provided him more money, more power, and more influence to manipulate young women. So if I've been a part of a system that has been a part of the problem for so long, why would I ever hesitate on being a part of a solution? Not to mention, a lot of us, including me, all got these R. Kelly jokes off about that tape and his love for underage women. Even though, you know, we were going at R. Kelly, we may not have realized how those jokes hurt the victims, too, because as Lisa Van Allen said earlier, some of those young women were really getting peed on. So that trauma still exists for them, all right? So we may have joked about it then, but I think we all realize now this is nowhere near a laughing matter. Until some justice is served, then we can probably get back to clowning R. Kelly tastefully. Now, I don't really have much more to say. I've been saying all this about R. Kelly for years. I didn't even see the documentary, but my homegirl Cadillac Kimberly came to visit me from Atlanta this morning, and she told me that it's more donkeys that need to be delivered. She got some thoughts. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Charlamagne the God.
So who else need to get it, Kim? The floor is yours.
I need to get it. Depending on what you're talking about giving. It's him, it's his former assistant, and it's also his brother who's in the penitentiary, who I think might be gay for the stay, and I believe he drops the soap not just in the shower, but just about every way he goes. And when he said that everybody has a preference, and that R. Kelly's preference is young girls, and what's wrong with that? It's illegal, that's what's wrong with it. And then the assistant said that he did do fraudulent activity with the paperwork for Aaliyah to be married to R. Kelly. So if you're fraudulent with the paperwork, then you'll put your finger in a five-year-old when ain't nobody looking. Okay, R. Kelly wasn't a pedophile by itself, allegedly, okay? It was the clique that he was in and all the people that was saying yes to him and that he was saying yes to, okay? And for resolve, amen, I believe that he should go on Iyanla Van Zandt next season. I think every week he should be on with a different alleged victim, amen, and get some resolve. If there is resolve to be had, okay? But I want to give also a shout out to the girl who said that she has herpes that allegedly he gave her, because you got to be a strong, bold, bad woman to get in front of the world and say you on fire, okay? Usher wasn't man enough, allegedly. But baby, she woman enough, and my hat and my wig goes off to her.
Jesus, Kim, thank you. Please let Remy Ma give Donkey of the Day to R. Kelly, his staff, and mother effing crew.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
All right.
Hold on, Kim, why you look like you got more to say?
Can we talk about a donkey of a different color? Can we talk about an orange donkey? Donald Trump has stopped my food stamps. The 194 is no longer. I got confirmation in the mail, and I'm upset about it. So if anybody want to pay for me to see Iyanla so that she can fix my stamps, get at me.
All right, Kim, I'm going to give you a couple dollars, all right?
A couple?
Okay, you know what? Shout out to Instagram. That'll get you money up.
AUNTEA Cadillac. Auntie Cadillac, baby. I'm Atlanta's auntie.
Thank you, auntie.
All right. Yes. Thank you, Auntie.
Mm-hmm. Auntie Cadillac.
Now, when we come back, we have Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Ye right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Ye. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. My name is Raven.
Hey, Raven. What's your question for Ye?
I have a situation, Miss Yee.
Okay.
Where I have an infant daughter by a lead singer of a famous Motown group.
Okay, so he's older.
Yes, he's actually old enough to be my dad. He's actually older than my parents.
Okay.
I don't know. He's cut off communication with me. Hmm. And I don't know where to go. I'm afraid of his power. I'm afraid of his money. I'm afraid of the power he has behind him.
Well, so, okay, break it down for me. Is he married?
Yes, he is.
Okay, so he's married. You guys had a baby together. I'm assuming he doesn't want his wife to know.
She knows.
Okay, she knows about...
She's known since the baby was about a month old.
Does he have other children by women outside of his marriage?
Not that I know of.
But you're not even sure?
I'm not sure. I know he has no children by his second wife. She's older, like himself, and...
So is it that are you concerned for your life and the welfare of your child? What is it that you need?
He's not paying child support. Mm-hmm. I know where he lives. We reside in different geographical locations. I'm in the Midwest. He resides in Arizona.
Okay. So what you need to do is go to court, right? Because have you gone to court yet?
No. I'm afraid. I'm just afraid.
Has he threatened you?
In a way.
What's the way? Like, what is he saying?
With his money and power, he could crush me.
Like, crush you financially, crush you in your career, or physically crush you?
I think it's physical, financially.
Well, it's very important for you to take care of yourself and your child because you have a baby involved now, which means that you absolutely have to go to the authorities and report what he is threatening to do to you.
He doesn't want to do a DNA. He told me he couldn't believe I would ask him for DNA.
It doesn't matter what he wants to do or what he doesn't want to do. The fact of the matter is, if this is his baby, he has responsibilities that he legally has to take care of. And he is trying to intimidate you. And if you feel like it's a real threat, I definitely am telling you right now, you have to go and make sure that you file a report with the authorities and get some type of protection. This is life.
Do I need to go to court in Arizona? Do I go where I reside with our baby?
I think the first thing you need to do is contact the police department. I would get off the phone and go right down to the police department and speak with somebody who can actually help you. I would get a restraining order against him.
Okay.
Hold on the line, Raven. We're going to see what we can do to help you out.
Okay.
All right. Ask Yee. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Trav, man.
Trav, what's up?
I'm the one that call every morning.
Yeah, you sound different.
We can tell. What's your question for Yee, bro?
Hey, Yee. I've been trying to inbox you for a while on Instagram, and I know you have got a lot of things to do. But, hey, I've been in the friend zone with this female for a while now, right? And it's like she got an ex-boyfriend, and it's like I'm playing number two. It's like if he isn't around, then I'm around. And if I'm not around, he's around. And it's like I don't want to say I want to be stuck in the friend zone because it's like I lost a lot of respect for her in the last few years was being in the friend zone.
Well, you've been doing this for years.
Yeah, I understand that, but it's like, you know, I try to get out of that, and it's like, you know, I got myself in the jam with, you know, like her birthday is around the corner, and you know, I don't want to be like, hey, I'm not getting you nothing because of how you did this and how you did that, or I don't want to be that.
Is this your friend, okay, you know? So you're in the friend zone. You consider this woman to be your friend.
Uh-huh.
But you have some benefits.
No.
So you're just her friend. So what's the problem?
She set a double standard. Like, I can't do such a thing that she would do, but she feel like she can do it. You know?
Well, because
like,
you let her.
I understand that, but I don't want to be the person.
Trav, you can do whatever you want to do. Who can tell you what you can and can't do?
I understand that. I do understand that.
That's the decisions that you're making based off of what she wants.
Yes.
Sounds like she's lost respect for you.
I mean, I understand that, but I don't think it's lost the respect because I feel like I just don't want to, you know, be that person that's just, you know, want to be there for somebody that don't feel like they're there for me, you know?
Okay, like, so do you like her as more than a friend? I'm confused because you said y'all are just friends.
Yeah. I like her more than a friend, but it's like, it's nothing I can do. You know what's so crazy? This is my first time calling you guys, and I just got pulled over on the radio.
Well, so she doesn't like you. So that's what it is. Like, she considers you a friend. She knows you like her. It's great for her ego. You're, for years, have been willing to accept that, even though you've been pining away for her, but she's not interested in you.
Doing good on yourself?
Good. We just got stopped today the parking lot there. We had
oh, my God. This guy's having a terrible day.
Let me talk to him.
So,
can we talk to him?
Let me talk to the officer.
I'm a truck driver. I stopped at the Comerica Bank and I pulled off because.
No, that's fine. I just got to verify. Like I said, the house right next door where you pulled out, we got a burglary alarm from there.
It's early in the morning. Offer him some donuts.
So I just wanted to stop talking. Damn it, man. Make sure everything's good.
This is Charlamagne from the Breakfast Club. He offered me to tell you he needs some donuts. But I didn't.
He's bugging. He's bugging.
Whoa.
Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry, but.
He's had a name drop.
I drive truck for Office Depot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what's in the bag?
Office Depot equipment.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm more offended that he didn't want the donuts or he don't know who I am.
He definitely don't know who you are.
Trav.
I'm sorry. It's just crazy. I'm actually on the phone with the radio right now.
No, not the radio. Say the Breakfast Club. Ask him if you listen to the Breakfast Club.
He definitely doesn't.
He says you guys listen to the Breakfast Club. Okay, okay.
Hey, I'm asking you to hold on for a second.
Okay.
Okay. Before you open that, do you have any weapons or anything?
No.
Stay on the phone.
Trav, don't get arrested.
Trav, don't get shot.
Just for my sake, can you place him right back here real quick?
Okay.
Right back here.
So I take it he doesn't listen to the Breakfast Club.
No.
Trav, this girl is ruining your life.
Put your palms flat together. There you go. I just want to make sure you don't have any weapons or anything dangerous, then we'll open it up, make sure you got your that office equipment like you said, and then we'll go from there, okay?
I actually got to deliver to the police station. I deliver to you guys every day.
So.
Say, I bring y'all donuts every morning.
I pray to God that he only has office equipment in the back of his truck.
I just don't want you opening up the back here before you do so.
Trav, sound like they're illegally searching you. I wouldn't have gave him permission to do it.
Yeah, you shouldn't have gave him permission, Trav.
Damn, Trav.
It's a weird week, man. It's,
yeah, it's really weird.
Thank Trav.
Hey, Trav, don't listen to Charlamagne.
Trav, you think?
Yeah, you want to talk to him, officer? I'm really literally
he
on the radio.
He does not want to talk to us.
Trav, I ain't gonna lie, you sound suspicious.
Yeah, Trav.
You sound like they just threw Trav on the ground.
Trav, you don't have to open up your car.
You turn your way.
Okay. Okay, he's trying to let me go. I'm so sorry about that, you guys. I'm so sorry.
You sorry?
Trav, I'm sorry.
Goodness gracious.
I just want to say, Trav, you're a very nice guy. You need to find you a woman that wants to be with you.
Trav, where you calling from?
And I'm calling from Detroit. And Charlamagne, I wanted to ask that. Ye and Envy is always in Detroit, but you never come.
I be home. Listen, we need better promo and marketing in Detroit because these cops don't know us.
Yeah, I know, right? You worried about Charlamagne not coming to Detroit? You about to get locked up, Trav.
Travis, I'll be in Detroit in a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
baby. We're gonna find you a nice woman because there's no reason that you should be somebody's not even choice. She just considers you a friend. She's using you.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would she have bailed you out if you got arrested?
Yeah, but she more like the type of person she wants to know what you did and what happened.
Well, of course.
Like, you guys can obviously. I mean, yeah, but she wanted to act like, you know, it was my fault I got pulled over. Like, I'm from the city and she's from the suburbs. Let's say it like that. She's not used to dealing with guys. She think I'm a regular hood dude, but you know, I go to work for a living. So
where you
like,
from? You from the west side?
I'm from Southwest, downriver, River Rouge. Shout out to Rouge, E-Course in Southwest.
Trav, I don't want to give up the phone with you, bro. Because
I appreciate the cooperation. Like I said, that corner house there next to the bank, we had a burglary alarm there that I was on the way to.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the corner.
Trav, tell them listen to the Breakfast Club every morning.
Trav just broke into a home.
On WJLB. Tell them listen to WJLB every morning, Trav. Come on.
Tell them to turn on WJLB.
Right. Tell them listen to the Breakfast Club.
97.9.
Hey, Charlamagne said you listen to WJLB 97.9 in Detroit.
Right now.
The Breakfast Club.
Right,
tell
he's
them this right
to
now.
Be on. Okay.
All right, you guys take care now.
Do you take care?
Bye, Trav. Oh, my God.
Trav is crazy. Trav is insane.
Drop on the clues
bombs. Charlamagne wants to know if you want a donut. Trav crazy.
I don't live in Detroit, so I'm fine. Drop on the clues bombs for Breakfast Club listeners, damn it. The best.
The best.
Nobody got better listeners than us.
He's been on the phone with us the
right?
whole time.
Nobody.
I'd have dropped the phone.
There's no radio show in the country who got better listeners than us.
You're right.
We don't have listeners. We have other members of the club.
That's right.
The club, damn it.
Stupid questions. Officer, would you like a donut? Charlamagne wants to know. What? Goodness gracious. Well, yeah, we have rumors on the way.
I don't know if I can top that.
Coming up next in rumors, Trav gets locked up. We'll explain it all when we come back.
We're going to talk about Mariah Carey. She has a settlement, and we'll tell you who she was actually in a legal battle with.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
And listen, we gotta say a big happy born day to the legendary Angie Martinez.
Angie Ma.
There's nobody that does radio who Angie Martinez is not inspired in some way, shape, or form. And if you said she hasn't, you a hater.
That's right.
Yeah, shout out to you, Angie Martinez. Angie, I love me some Angie.
I love Angie. She's just as dope as you believe her to be if you've never met her.
I would have played a record in the mix coming up, but
she'll
like slap
the out you.
Yeah, she doesn't like when I play.
Don't you disrespect her like that, even though those records are fire.
I'm not.
Can you say my love in Spanish? Mi amor. Can you say my love in Thug? Can I hit it raw? Nah, that might not fly in this era.
Whoa.
That ain't going to fly.
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Mariah Carey.
Listen up.
All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Mariah has settled a lawsuit. Her former manager says that she actually was being sexually harassed because Mariah was always walking around naked in her presence and she was very uncomfortable with that. Now, a rep for Mariah Carey.
What?
Yeah.
I can't walk around naked?
Well, if a person is uncomfortable, you can't. I don't know that she ever had told her that she was uncomfortable or if this was all after the fact.
Okay.
But we don't know what that settlement is. We don't know if it was a cash payoff. We don't know what the damages were, but, you know, she was trying to get paid. So they have finally settled that. You really can't just be walking around naked in front of people, though, if it makes them uncomfortable.
But like, if it's my job and this is my house, I want to walk around naked. And if I own it, you don't think if I own this radio station, I'd be walking around naked?
I don't think anybody who owns this station should walk around here naked.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Maybe
we have had a situation where someone came running in here naked. I'm not going to name him, but I do have video footage of that.
Somebody walked who?
You were here.
I was.
And you jumped on the table pretty much.
Oh, yeah. I remember, yeah. Somebody did come up here naked.
So you might have a lawsuit.
You're right.
All right, Wendy Williams. Now let's discuss her show. She is planning to go back on the air. Now, people were thinking that maybe it wasn't going to happen. There was rumors that her show was going to be canceled. But her show is returning, and that will be back on January 14th. So she'll be back on Monday. She had fractured her shoulder. She was taking some painkillers. She said that's why she was slurring her words on the air. She said, I've never broken a bone or experienced a fracture in my life, and the key place where the fracture is and trying to scurry around and do too much, I'm now paying the price. She said that was the first time she's taken pain medication.
Was she supposed to come back to yesterday or something?
Yeah, that's why they delayed it. She'll be back on Monday. All right, Future has unveiled his new album cover, The Wizard, and he also has a documentary. Envy, you know you're in the documentary.
With Future?
Here's the trailer.
You're born in 83 in ATL.
Yeah, born in a crack era.
Do you feel like a lot of artists took your sound? Because I'm hearing a lot of Future-ish sounds.
Future has a certain pain behind what he's doing.
You got every chain you own on, bro.
Nah, this ain't even half.
Three number one albums in less than 7 months.
He moves like a drug dealer, Future.
And it's up for 2 Billboard Music Awards.
Ladies and gentlemen, Future.
Oh, I didn't clear that.
I did, actually. I own the publishing.
Oh, you own the publishing.
All right. Jerry Jones has bought a $250 million super yacht. Can you imagine that?
A yacht for 200? Goodness gracious.
Yes. He named it after his wife, Jean Jones. It's called Bravo Eugenia. It was built in the Netherlands, and he got it on December 20th. It was an early Christmas present. It can hold 14 guests.
Only 14? Looks mad small. I'd have got way bigger.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. There's a steam room, a full gym, a massage room, a plunge pool, rain shower, and a storage area, and all kinds of things.
You don't got a bowling alley, though, right?
Well, you would have got a bowling alley.
I would have had a bowling alley in mine.
Well, we'll see when you get yours.
Yeah, a long time from now.
In the meantime, Trevor Noah has bought a new house in Bel Air, and that was $20 million. So congratulations to everybody that's...
Wow, congrats to him.
Getting this money.
Yeah, a lot of people getting this money.
All right.
Sheesh.
In the meantime, what did I buy myself over the holidays? Not much.
You ain't getting a $20 million mansion, though.
No, I said not much. Mm. Nor a yacht. Mm. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. The People's Choice Mix is up next. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, shout out to from Surviving R. Kelly, Lisa Van Allen, for joining us this morning.
That was an interesting conversation.
It was.
I mean, the reason I found it interesting because it's just, you know, you have different realizations, you know, of course, as you get older and as time passes. And You know, we think about all the jokes that we made about R. Kelly back in the day, about him loving underage girls, which I think we can still get off. But when the women haven't gotten justice, then it makes it seem like we're all just making light of the situation and not taking the situation as serious as we should. So it was just interesting to, you know, hear her comments on the Dave Chappelle Pee on You or the Aaron McGruder Boondocks episode.
Or even just, his ex-wife listening to R. Kelly music.
Yeah, like it's just interesting to see that she felt all of that, felt all that was frustrating.
Right.
Yeah, and imagine all the women whose stories we haven't even heard yet. Now they're saying that there's a lot of women coming forward and talking to the police departments in, you know, Georgia and in Chicago, and they have their own stories to tell. So there's a lot of people who still have to come forward.
Absolutely. All right, well, when we come back, we got the positive note. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now it's time for the positive note. Charlamagne, you got some positivity for the people?
Well, you know, I want to say, too, you know, in Chicago today, they're having a Save Our Girls rally at the corner of Fulton and Laughlin. I think that's right across from the alleged studio that R. Kelly has the girls in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so they're having a rally there at 5 p.m. today on the corner of Fulton and Laughlin. It's a Save Our Girls rally. They want you to bring a light, candles, and our sign. Okay, so that's the day at 5 p.m.
Okay.
And the positive note is simply this, man. The positive note is it's not what you say to everyone else that determines your life. It's what you whisper to yourself that has the greatest power.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.